Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I spend way too much time researching how to build tiny homes and truck bed campers for some reason.
When are you going
to
start one?
And which one do you want?
Both. I want them both.
Why doesn't one just buy a truck bed camper?
They're really expensive.
So you're going to fabricate it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna build one. Build one on my own.
Will it have a slide out, you think?
No, probably not. Maybe a pop-up, though. A
pop-up would be nice. Yeah, you got to have them ride low and then pop up.
Yeah.
You were going to build a teardrop, too.
I want to build... Yeah, I haven't been able to pinpoint exactly what I want just yet.
You're going to hitch them to the back of your Comanche?
Mm-hmm.
When's that going to be done?
Done?
Are you going to build a truck to pull the Comanche?
Yeah, you're going to make like a train?
Low blow.
Like a camping train?
Didn't realize it was turn on the Comanche day here.
You're supposed to point at me and say, "What do you even know about cars, stupid?"
How much is a truck? Like a big one?
I don't know, between 50 and a million.
Really?
Yeah.
Just any 000? Truck?
No, well, I mean, like, you know, one that would pull a shipping container, because you could just buy that.
Have you heard of campers? Because that's a big shortcut to what you're talking about.
Yeah, but... I would. The camper would be much more light and equipped to be pulled than a shipping container.
I think you're going to be surprised when you learn about campers. They're doing pretty well.
Campers look dumb.
I think they're here to stay.
They do look dumb.
You know what would look cool is a big truck pulling a shipping container. They'd be the envy of the world.
They used to make movies and songs about them. And shipping containers
are
really
the
big
about
right
shipping
now.
Shipping containers?
Yeah, they are.
Trucks. Convoy. That was just a movie about them pulling tiny homes.
Those were not shipping containers. Those were trailers.
That's what a shipping container is.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's
it can
not what
be
people
the
think
same
of
thing.
When
except
that
you
container.
Call them a trailer, because in that case, it's
they already have wheels.
A trailer.
Convoy? You're just dragging a sparky thing you pulled off a barge.
Convoy was a movie about tiny homes moving across the country.
I believe, and filled with Coors Light.
Yes.
That was the sequel.
And Convoy then they, and they were trying to get across America as fast as they could in an ambulance.
You're right, though, Joe. Trailers do look stupid. Even ones that are one day out of the factory look identical to the ones that were built in 1974.
Yeah.
And they
with all
look
swooshies
stupid.
And...
Well, they have that. They're like all corrugated looking, and they have those stupid graphics, and they're all tan. What
they
the
are
hell?
All tan. Why are they all tan?
There, you know, a lot of newer ones are white.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. You can get yourself
with also cool swirls on it. You know, I read an article at some point. It might have come up on here about, like,
who invented the swish or
who decided at some point, because they didn't, you know, it used to be like Airstreams and stuff, and they looked cool, and they were just stainless steel, and that was it. And then one day, some idiot went, you know, these would look smaller or so, or we could trick the eye if we put swirls on it. But nobody even in the industry knows who started that. It just happened, and then they go, so now we just do it.
Let's make it up like Gary Gulman's joke about the abbreviations of the states.
Yeah.
A ragtag team of engineers came together to build the perfect swirl for the sides of cars.
Engineers, artists, and ne'er-do-wells. Yes. What kind of do-wells? Ne'er.
These things look a little big. How can we trick the eye?
Dude, I saw a brand new, is it a Coloradoan? Is that a truck?
It's a Colorado. Colorado.
Colorado. Just a Colorado. Whatever.
Yeah.
It was brand new, and it has swooshes and swirls and splatters.
Oh, my gosh.
That's back. I knew it would come back, because everything does.
Everything's 80s.
But that's a big mistake. Big mistake.
Joey, get yourself a...
I don't think that's factory if you saw Colorado. They don't come that way, but...
Yeah, stupid.
You sure about that?
What do you even know about Colorados?
Yeah. So you think someone bought a brand new truck and went, this needs some swirls on it.
Yeah.
I'll bet it. No. Nope.
Maybe it was a Coloradan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
really
true. Actually,
the
way you said it, it might have been, whatever you said the first time.
Maybe it was a Cordova.
I think that's a Buick.
I don't know. You were about to tell me how much I could get a tiny home that also has a truck with it.
Yeah, a five-year-old truck and a tiny home that's 25 feet long with wheels on it called a camper for $75,000.
A camper? I don't want a camper.
It's not a camper.
Want...
It's a small home.
Okay.
It's a former shipping container that's been made into a trailer.
And also a container bar.
I do want to build a shipping container home.
They're cool.
Yeah.
You're like a weird home collector.
They're a lot like tiny homes, just a little bigger.
They can be as big as you want because you can put them together.
They're like Legos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would live in a shipping container.
Very structurally
home,
sound, too.
Because some of them are very architecturally cool.
I'd live in a garbage can.
And be grouchy.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.